Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, October 5th. Road trips have a few constants. Miles of highway, a missed turn or two, and signs for Cracker Barrel restaurants along the way. The old country store restaurant is a favorite among travelers. After all, what's better than some chicken and dumplings or a roast beef platter before you turn in for the night? But if you wanted a beverage stronger than a cola or a hot cup of Joe, well, there you were out of luck. No booze at Cracker Barrel. But 2020 has changed so many things, and the old country store's beverage menu appears to be one of them. In January, the chain tested beer, wine, and mimosas at Florida restaurants. Then, it expanded the offering to make up for lost revenue during the pandemic. Customers said the drinks reduced the, quote, veto vote. That's when they choose another restaurant because someone in the group wants a glass of beer or wine with their dinner, CNN reported. Customers want to unwind over dinner, and it looks like alcohol is going to boost the barrel's bottom line at roughly 600 restaurant locations, too. Meanwhile, another dry country restaurant concept, Golden Corral, has had to reinvent itself during the pandemic as well. With nearly 500 locations in the U.S., Golden Corral is the largest buffet restaurant concept in the country. The chain has enjoyed modest growth over the past few years, even as other buffet restaurant sales declined. But buffets are a definite no-no in the COVID-19 era. So in place of its famous piles of fried chicken and chocolate fondue fountain, Golden Corral opted for cafeteria-style service in many of its restaurants. Stanchions keep customers lined up in a socially distanced way around buffet stations. Employees heap food on customers' plates instead of customers helping themselves. Some of the restaurants have adopted an endless buffet served family style at their tables, Restaurant Business reports. Simply tell your server what you want and they'll keep bringing it to you until you cry uncle. The restaurant industry overall, however, is suffering. The Independent Restaurant Coalition predicts that 85% of independent restaurants may close by the end of the year. Chain restaurants have a better shot at surviving overall since they typically have deeper pockets than independents. With so much loss in the food service sector, those that can weather the storm are poised to fill a vast need in the market, Forbes analysis predicts. While keeping the alcohol flowing or giving customers all-you-can-eat options may be popular initially, a patchwork of local regulation still limits indoor dining in many locations, and the looming winter months will likely eliminate most outdoor dining options in colder climates. So in addition to their individual approaches to wooing hungry patrons back, both restaurants are working on increasing off-premises sales. Cracker Barrel got serious about off-premises sales last year, first teaming up with third-party delivery services. It also added menu options like bone-in fried chicken, which stands up well during the time it takes for delivery. At Golden Corral, the focus on off-premises sales has also paid off. Restaurant Dive says demand for the company's Golden Corral To-Go service, which offers takeout delivery and catering services, is strong. Reinvention has been essential for so many businesses during this pandemic, especially restaurants. But even as they dream up new plans and offerings to get customers through their doors, their best opportunities might be finding new ways to serve up their deliciousness at their customers' kitchen tables. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written by Gwen Moran and produced by Elaine Appleton-Grant. Edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie. Created by Hernan Lopez. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.